Yeah, thank you very much for the introduction. It's my pleasure to invite you or to see you all in my presentation here after I have missed the last Beltwide. It was not because of my not showing up, because of the weather, of course. So I made sure I find a nice clean shirt and almost clean shoes to come up here from the field after being there for so long. I almost forgot what house living home means. How do we get started here? So the good news which I would like to introduce you all is the fact that we nowadays have ability to measure flow of seed cotton, either conveying it on a belt or through an airline or air pipe. We have two different sensors to perform that function fairly accurately, and the first one has been introduced this year and working great. As you can imagine, almost in every gene you have multiple buttons to control the speed and other parameters there, with multiple hands trying to all adjust those buttons such that they will be getting the correct feed rate and the correct result of operation of the gene. And the question I normally ask a gene is, how can you adjust the flow if the indicator in front of you gives you the readings of the flow 2 minutes ago from the previous bell? So I guess it's all the seat of the pants in most cases. I have to make sure that I change both. I would like to first indicate that flow measurements have been around for a few years. Tommy Valko can judge to that fact. We introduced the optical flow sensors to measure flow of seed cotton in cotton pickers and cotton strippers to produce yield maps. And only as an afterthought, we brought that sensor into the gene during the last few years. I indicated infrared sensor in an air pipe, which is mounted on opposite side. The emitters and transmitter of the sensor are mounted on the opposite side of the pipe to be able to detect the passage of the lint in between. The optical sensor to measure the flow on a belt is somewhat different, and as you will see shortly. And I will present those pictures and those test results in a minute. The benefits for controlling flow in the gene are known to all. It is starting with a throughput we're all trying to achieve, a high throughput, and we're all trying to be efficient and prevent chokes. And consistent ginning speed such that you have full utilization of the equipment at hand. I need to make sure that I switch the screen both on my phone and both on the screen here. The key for controlling flow in a gene are 3 points, as I would mention. The sensing of the flow, or flow sensing, the control mechanism, or the electronic controls, and of course the manpower which operates them all. And all these items have to be covered in order to get a proper efficient operation. The following picture shows you the mounted flow sensor for a belt operation or belt measurement in a gene which was being utilized in actually 3 locations in Texas, here in the state, in Lockney, O'Donnell, and Miles. You see here the cubicle-looking device is about 2 inches by 2 inches by 1 inch or so. It's not very large. It's a camera-type thing of a sensor, and it's mounted over the belt, just maybe a couple of feet over the cotton. The next image show you a ad hoc graphic presentation of what that sensor is about. It is consists of a main component of optical sensor and optical emitter to illuminate for night operation, and of course a processor which collects the data and delivers it to the flow controller for the gene. Next slide is another picture of the same sensor over the belt. Here you can see the mounting is fairly straightforward. Need to make sure that the sensor is clear of debris, of lint, and it has clear view of the belt with a cut on top of it below. The next image. We have performed a number of tests last year. Results shown here represented a sequence of measurements. We took a fixed amount of cotton, about 60 pounds, and we spread it over the belt. And we ran it through the system to get the readings. We took the readings, recalculated them on the second column, and calculated the calibrated error. And as you can see, the error didn't go much beyond 3 or 4% other than one deviation here. As far as I can say, these results are excellent for the purpose of controlling flow in the gene. May not be sufficient for measuring and selling cotton, lint, seed cotton in the market, but for flow control, they are perfect. And that it comes my statement that this measurement allowed a sufficient accuracy to control the flow in the gene, and during this test and other tests, we have realized that those measurements are reliable, repeatable, and invariant in the conditions of day-night operation and different environmental conditions would not affect the readings very much. Let's see, next slide here. As I indicated before, we also have an optical level sensor, which we've been using for some time now. It is a device which is mounted at the bottom of the of a bin over a glass, so you can see inside and estimate the amount of cotton behind the glass. And the estimators are not just yes or no whether it's cotton or not, but it actually tells you how high the cotton is above the point at which it's being looked at, so it can tell you whether it's 1 foot, 2 feet, or 3 feet, or all the way in between. So we have a continuous measurement of the level of the sensor, of the level of the cotton in the bin, and those bins could be either incoming bin for those who use them, or overflow bins, or the bins above the gin stands, etc. The little sketch here shows what that sensor looks like. It's an optical device with a lens and a sensor, optical sensing surface behind it. It emits light at the cotton inside behind that glass and estimates the density or how high the cotton is above that point. And that data is going to a processor for flow control or whatever purpose you may want to use it for. Of course, the system integrated with multiple sensors as needed, multiple flow sensors if needed. If you have, for example, multiple heads, or if you want to measure in multiple locations, some one or more level sensors, and of course, a processor. I'm sorry for that. There's a spelling here. I guess my editing device actually makes its own changes, and not all of them I caught. A processor, software, and all the interconnections between them, this touchscreen display, etc., to give you a complete functionality of the system. to be used by the operator. I don't know how this slide came in here. Just a second. This is the end of my presentation, and I'll be glad to entertain any questions, or if anybody wants more information, I'll be glad to stay after for more. Anybody? Any questions? Yeah. I'm sorry? Yes. The sensor itself is being used.
Repeat the question.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will repeat the question, which was the sensor is measuring the flow, and where is the data going to? Does it affect or control the module feeder speed, et cetera, in the Geno or anything else? So the answer is yes. This is a component used in a flow control system for the module feeder, which adjust continuously the speed of the feeder such that the amount of flow coming into the gin will be maintained as demanded by the capacity of the gin stands at that particular moment. So as you receive or as you process high density tall module, it will slow down the feeding such that the amount of cotton will be consistent with what the gin stands can handle at that moment. Did that answer the question? And we do offer, of course, that system as well. I may have made some presentation in the past.
Thank you.
More? Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.